City officials in Rifle were noticing that even before the pandemic, neighbors weren't being neighborly anymore. Political divisiveness and COVID-19 hasn't helped. They're hoping a new public outreach program makes a difference and spreads kindness in the process. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Get your smiles ready. Head out on the sidewalk.
That's the anthem for the City of Rifle's newest public outreach program, the Rifle Humanity Restoration Crew. The song is from a bilingual music video produced by city officials to promote the initiative.
We thought, well, let's start off with something funny and kind of get people a little bit more engaged.
That's Kathy Potocki, Rifle's court administrator and public information officer. Volunteer Humanity Restoration crew members stand on street corners smiling and waving at passersby. They carry signs with positive messages. Potocki says the boots on the ground part of the campaign are called Hello Rodeos.
The best thing about doing the Hello Rodeos is when you can see the face expressions of the cars or the people driving by, because at first they give you that, what are we protesting now look. And then all of a sudden they're seeing a sign that says, smile, have a great day. And all of a sudden you just see their face light up.
City Manager Scott Hahn appears in the city's promotional music video wearing a smiley face hard hat and T-shirt. According to him, even before the pandemic, neighbors didn't acknowledge each other. COVID's only made things worse.
We've gotten digitized on the computer and people are not looking at each other, acknowledge each other, and the phones. And then now COVID, many people are even scared to look at you like you're going to get the cooties if your eyes meet. and I can't stand it. I don't want to live in that kind of world.
Dr. Amy Gallagher is a psychologist and vice president of Whole Health LLC, a subsidiary of MindSprings Health. She says there's real science behind the Rifle Humanity Restoration Crew's methods.
Benefits of kindness have really been linked to lots of things, such as increased happiness, better health overall, decreased negative emotions like depression, increased cardiovascular health, and boosting energy and strength in older adults.
Gallagher says that's according to researchers who study positive psychology. That's a newer field that looks at the link between individual and societal well-being. She says that being kind to others is even contagious.
Some of the research suggests that when kindness is done to you, that creates up to 3 degrees of separation from that first person who did kindness. So your kindness that you did to somebody else may be affecting 3 people whom you might not even know.
That's exactly the kind of infectious effect the community in Rifle is hoping for, says Public Information Officer Potocki.
Particularly, you know, in the past couple of months where we've had the fires and we've had the political divisiveness and we've had the social unrest, a lot of that is just making people really uneasy. So to have the opportunity to respond to something and just see people that are just doing something positive, reminding people to be kind and make those connections.
And hopefully spreading the message. City officials have been passing out happy face pins and bumper stickers as part of the program. They've fielded calls and emails from other cities and towns asking for advice on implementing their own kindness campaigns. And in the era of COVID, Dr. Gallagher says it's incredibly important. She also has advice for any skeptics.
You can still smile with your eyes if you're wearing a mask, you know. You can still kind of light up or hold the door for somebody.
As we navigate this winter through a pandemic, those little acts might make it a little easier for ourselves and each other. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
The Arts and Culture Desk at Aspen Public Radio is funded by the Stefan Edlis and Gail Neeson Foundation, with a mission to support the arts, community, and outreach.